From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Well, it starts with a catalog that comes in the mail in the middle of the winter when you've had it with those pale, thick-skinned, store-bought, sorry, hard-as-rock excuses for tomatoes with the flavor of a sock.
I'm Stephanie Davis from Reed Point, Montana, and I'm a songwriter.
And her Talking Harvest Time Blues is this week's What's in a Song, our series from the Western Folklife Center about one tune and its story. This story happened when Stephanie was snowed in soon after moving to her ranch in Montana, and there was little to do but leaf through seed catalogs.
So you fix a cup of cocoa, sink into your favorite chair, put your feet up and your thumb through the pictures and compare. Big boys, better boys, early girls, Romas, the new disease and drought-resistant hybrid from Sonoma. Then it's on to peas and carrots, lima beans and beets and kale, and you've never tried kohlrabi, say the lettuce is on sale.
And the pictures in these seed catalogs, they don't show the tomatoes with the bugs and slugs eating through them. They show the perfect red tomato.
So you phone an order in that nearly melts your Visa card, then stare out at the foot of snow that blankets your backyard and visualize your garden oh so peaceful and serene until at last you close your eyes and slip into a dream about harvest time.
You forget all the downside of gardening. You just think how fun it is to play in the dirt and plant your little... You don't think about when it's 110 and blackbirds have just devoured your entire berry crop.
Well, the days turn to weeks, and the next thing you know, there's a robin at the feeder, and the last patch of snow disappears by the time that a UPS truck backs up to your house, and you stand there awestruck as 47 perishable plant right-away marked boxes are unloaded on your porch.
And here it was, my tulip bulbs and my crocus bulbs and boxes, 47 boxes, as the song says. What an idiot.
Well, you watch him drive away, then you sink to your knees because you feel a little woozy. 47 boxes, please, God, I know I've got a problem, and we've had this talk before, but help me this one last time. I won't order any more. Harvest.
People were avoiding me like the plague. I used every last neighbor, friend, relative, handing them a shovel, and by golly, we got them planted.
Might even let you help me dig potatoes. Well, that night it starts to sprinkle, and you can't help feeling smug because your garden's in the ground and getting watered while you're snug underneath the covers, or at least until midnight when the temperature starts dropping, and in no time you're smack right in the middle of your garden, in your jammies, on your knees, with a headlamp and a hammer and some tarps, and geez Louise, it's cold, but you keep working till the last plant's safe from harm, and there's...
It's worse than golf, you know. We'll spend $310 for one tomato and not look back, you know. We're crazy.
Because by gosh, you're a gardener, right down to your muddy clogs, and even when the rabbits take your lettuce and stray dogs pee on your zucchini and a fungus coats your kale... Cause
some people, gardening comes naturally to them, and it's easy, but I'm not one. And, you know, a single woman living alone should not legally be able to plant 8 zucchini plants. People would come up to my house and lock their car doors. They were afraid I was going to put zucchini in there.
You have to take zucchini. We're related. Harvest time. Now this is a tomato.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitas of the Western Folklife Center.